Pixelated Radio, playing the best of yesterday and today. I am your host, Henderson Mann, and with me as always is Kush.
Y'all could hear the just utter disappointment in his voice at the beginning, couldn't you? I could hear it. Because we've done this about 18,000 times right now.
Yes. Apparently, Kush is having issues, the same issues that I always have that, oh, wasn't important to him at the time, but now that they're happening to him because he uses the file, so.
Well, yeah, because I'm the one who takes this and posts it and do all that. So now you're just going to have to send me your file because it is still broken on my end.
Ugh, that's all right. We got a few things to talk about today, at least I do. Kush has nothing to talk about, apparently, except for movies and TV. I guess I will jump into Super Time Force. Let's start there.
You know what I think the problem is?
What?
I'm on video, you're not.
Is that? I don't think that's it.
Could be.
That's what made the audio quality sound terrible, too, when I was on video.
That could have just been the issue. Though it hasn't changed now, but that could have just been the issue starting up. That was the only thing that was different.
I do not know. Anyway, Super Time Force. This came out on Xbox 360 and Xbox One. It is... have you watched anything about this? Really?
Yeah, yes.
So, the whole concept about this game is that you play as one character and you can go through part of a level. If you die, you can back up time or anything and start with another character at any point. And basically, you could have several people on screen shooting enemies and killing them. And it's kind of in the vein of something like, I want to say something like a Contra game in a way. Maybe a Metal Slug, something like that. I don't, I haven't played very much of it. I do like it. It gets frustrating because I just got through like the end of the second level and beat the boss, but literally did not have time to get to the exit of the level. Because every time I would kill the boss, I would still have to run to pass the barrier, and I could never make it. So I would have to start the whole level over again. But I think it's one of those games, if I played it more, I would definitely pick up clues about how to go through a level faster, because there is a time limit, and that's what I get frustrated with. But it's not like a set in stone time limit. You can actually find extra time and stuff in levels. The shooting feels good. The graphics are faux 16-bit, 8-bit type pixel art.
It's from the Sword and Sorcery guys, right?
Is it?
I think Cappy Games.
Yeah, Cappy. I was thinking of Super Bit or whatever or something was their name, but
I don't know. I'm not sure if that's them. I just think the art style is somewhat the same, and they're doing that Below game, which looks a lot like Sword and Sorcery.
Yeah. So, but the game is a lot of fun, and I think it's $15 on both.
And it has that whole Super Meat Boy type of thing at the end, right, when you finish a level?
Yeah, you finish a level, it goes through your replay, and you see where everybody died and stuff like that. I tried the demo at first, and I just really couldn't focus on it, and then Sean started playing it, and the more Sean played it, and he was talking to me as we were playing it, I was like, this game sounds fun, so it sounds really funny, so I'll give it another shot. And I went ahead and bought it.
On Xbox One?
Yeah, I got it on Xbox One.
You didn't play the demo on Xbox One. There isn't a demo.
No, I played. Yeah. I had actually played the demo on 360. I didn't know. Honestly, I didn't even know it was on Xbox One until Sean said he bought it. I was like, where are you at? He goes, I'm on Xbox One. I was like, why are you there? I thought you were playing Super Time Force. He's like, I am. I'm like, oh. So, yeah, I bought it on Xbox
One. Because the advertisement on Xbox One sucks.
A lot of things on Xbox One suck.
I want to throw mine out a window.
it's terrible that this game does not, these games don't have demos. It's real annoying. And something else I wanted to bring up too. I was so excited a while ago that I turned on my Xbox One because I was going to download it because I heard Power Stone Golf was free to play. And I was like, fuck yes.
I really want to play Power Stone Golf.
Is that, what did I say? Oh, Power Stone.
Power Stone. I would love to play that. Anything Power Stone. I would just die if they just brought anything Power Stone related.
What the hell
related.
Is it? Power Swing Golf? Is that what it is?
Power Star.
Power Star? That's even dumber.
I didn't say it was a good name, but Power Stone is the best 3D fighter. I wish that thing was back in any way.
Power Star Golf was free to play.
And I'm probably wrong too, but I know it's not Power Stone.
And so I turned on my Xbox One, and then I started reading that story about it on Joystick, and I was like, wait a second, this isn't fucking free to play. This is a fucking demo. Oh, you can play one hole of each course, and the money that you earn goes over to the real game. I'm like, what? That's not free to play. Don't fucking lie to people. That's fucking demo.
That's just like the, whatever, that Crackdown 2 demo where your progress and achievements would still stay.
It's a demo.
That's nice to have in a demo. So that you feel like the stuff you're doing in a demo will still carry over, but I mean, it's not free to play at all.
I agree, yeah. It's a great demo, but it's not a free to play game at that point. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, that's like having the Titanfall beta and then your level progress carrying over, which would be nice.
But anyway, Super Time Force, I kind of recommend this if you're into those indie games and the whole concept is cool. I noticed, Sean was talking to me about it, and I was looking at videos, just trying to find a few videos of it to see if it got better, because I was still stuck in the tutorial. I fucked up the tutorial and couldn't figure out something. And then I seen a dinosaur riding a skateboard, and I was like, yeah, I'm buying this fucking game just for a dinosaur riding a skateboard. So, and after you beat, like, the first area of the game, you actually get to choose, I think it's the first two areas of the game, like the tutorial and the first level. And supposedly you get to choose like a Mega Man style where you get to choose to go at any level that you want.
So, yeah, I heard it's like that, other than the final area, of course.
And the humor is quite funny. I do enjoy the humor in the game. But they do a lot of call-outs to other video games and stuff, so it's nice. Super Time Force, I would kind of recommend it. There's a demo on Xbox 360, so let's move on to Transistor. This is the game by Supergiant, who made Bastion, which I am one of the only few people on the planet that could not stand that game at all.
I didn't love it. I thought the story was really well done. I love the story, and I really love the ending. I thought it had one of the best endings I've played in a while, but I think the gameplay got old fast. I didn't think it was as deep as a lot of people said it was.
And I agree.
So I thought as a game, it wasn't that great, but visually I loved it. The music was great, and I thought the story was really well done. But it's, you know, it's a case of sort of in the same way that as Enslaved, where a lot of people, and I would even agree that it's not the best as a action game, but the story carries it for me and the visuals and all that.
So, is Transistor only on PS4 right now and PC? Is that?
I don't believe so. I have no idea. Because I have not looked into it.
I know it's not on Xbox One yet, for sure. So I don't know if it's coming, unless it came out Wednesday. I don't know. But I decided to pick this up because there's just really nothing out right now at the time. And it's kind of like, I really want to play this game because it looks, I love the art and everything about it. And I thought, well, it looks interesting. I'm not exactly sure how I feel about the actual gameplay yet. So, you get different attacks, and they're based on the face buttons, and you're basically walking in a isometric overhead three quarter view or some crap, same kind of view that you'd see in mostly like Shadowrun and stuff like that.
And isn't it the same view from Bastion? Basically?
Yeah, it's same view as Bastion.
No,
you're going through a city. The biggest problem I have with this game is they don't really do much holding your hand a little bit at the beginning to, number one, to tell you what's going on in the story. I totally have no clue what's going on. And I've been like 2 hours into the game, and I've killed like the first major boss, and I'm just like, I don't understand what's going on in the world. I guess it's transistors. It's some kind of computer you're inside, I guess. I don't know, because you're picking up extra powers, and they're in the form of, when you find somebody that's deceased or something, you get their trace, which their trace ability or whatever, so you can unlock more abilities that way. But you can only have 4 attacks at a time, but any other abilities that you pick up, you can either swap them out or you can actually attach those to other abilities. So, like, I got an ability where I could, when I hit an enemy, it would take control of the enemy and the enemy would fight beside me for a few seconds, which sounds really cool, but it's a really short amount of time, so it's kind of annoying that it doesn't keep track of it as long as you think it should. and stuff like that. You do get other attacks where, like, the first major boss you kill, you get a dog. She turns into, like, this cat or dog or something that runs around with you and can attack. But I've only got to use it once, and I don't know how long it takes to respawn that power because I've never been able to use it since. But the problem with the game, I think, is just that the attacks are kind of awkward. They allow you to run around and just attack normally, but also you can hit R2, and you'll go into a slow time event where you can plan out a series of attacks, like, oh, I'm going to run over here and hit this enemy with the sword ability, then shoot the two enemies behind me, and then I'm going to dash out of the way because they're going to start attacking me once this happens, and dash behind a barrier or something. And that's really cool. The problem is once you do that, you can't do anything else till your meter fills back up, which could take about 3 seconds, which is a long time, because you can't block or anything in this game. There's no, like, block button. The only thing that you can do is, like, you've got this jaunt attack, which lets you move really fast out of the way of something, like, just kind of teleport. The problem is with that is once you teleport out of the way, you're stopped for, like, a second, so the enemies seem to target you pretty easily. And then every time that you get your health knocked all the way down, you go into another slow time event where you've got one chance to kill enemies and then get out of the way. Because if you don't, if you get hit one more time at that point, then boom, you lose one of your abilities until, like, you go to the next couple areas two or three times. So it's just all kinds of weird things going on in that game. I'm not exactly sure how I feel. I'll get in the mood where I'm like, okay, I feel like I'm getting it, and then they'll introduce some kind of new enemy, and I'll get distracted and get messed up. So, but yeah, it's definitely different. I think I like it better than Bastion, but I have no idea what's going on in the story. At least in Bastion, I felt like something was going on. I felt like I was working towards something. In this, I just feel like I'm running from something, and I don't know what it is. The cool effect about playing on the PS4, though, because it has the built-in sound chip in the controller, whatever the hell it's called, so when your sword talks in the game, you actually can have it come through the controller, which is really cool. So that's kind of like the big appeal for, like, Kush is playing with his mic and his light, and it's really distracting me over here.
Your voice is, like, just going, like, worse and worse.
Oh, God. That doesn't surprise me. So, then the last thing last two things I played. Wolfenstein, The New Order. This game is awesome. I'm really enjoying this game. I don't know how far I'm into it. It's supposedly pretty decently sized. So it's not anything like the last Wolfenstein game that came out on Xbox 360. I almost say old Wolfenstein. It's stupid. But Wolfenstein game that came out a few years ago on Xbox 360 and PS3. But basically, they drop you into, like, a level, and it's pretty linear in a way. It's like, oh, okay, you got to go to this exact location here. But a lot of times it's bigger arenas, and you can do stealth, or you can go in guns blazing, and you can do a lot of exploring in these little areas. But they're always railroaded towards a certain area of the game. But you can at least attack from different angles. And I know before this game came out, there was a lot of shit being talked about how the game's AI was, but I don't think the AI is that stupid. There's a lot of levels where I've been attacked from behind because they will sneak up behind you. They'll take other hallways and stuff that you haven't explored yet, and they'll come down and get you that way. So it can be pretty hectic. Few issues I've had with the game, though, is the checkpoint system is really bad in places. There are levels where you just got to fight wave after wave of enemies for like 10, 15 minutes, and you'll die at the last two enemies and have to redo that whole section over again. And that is fucking horrible. And that's happened to me several times. So, anyway. But, the story's actually pretty good. They actually go in a more serious route than what you would expect from something called Wolfenstein and your main character being B.J. Blazkowicz. They actually turn him into a likable character and, an interesting story.
And it's from a team made up of a lot of people who were at Starbreeze, right?
That's what I did hear, yes. So.
Yeah, which is why I now want to play this game.
Yeah, I don't know if you would like it or not, but I think you should definitely give it a try when it's available.
I love Starbreeze.
So, it does feel a lot like Riddick, I think, in a way, too.
I loved Riddick.
So.
I also really liked the last Wolfenstein game.
I did, too. That game was... I didn't play that game until, like, a year or two later after it came out, and I really enjoyed it.
I'm still depressed that... I forget the name of that studio, but they just became, like, oh, you make...
Raven? Was it Raven?
Call of Duty DLC now.
Yeah, Raven.
What a waste.
Yep. So, and then the last thing I'm going to talk about real fast is Final Fantasy XIV. I've kind of burnt out on this game now, finally, after almost 2 months. And a lot of it isn't the gameplay itself. It's putting up with other people. The last boss that I fought was very difficult, and I have never done the battle before, so it's kind of hard to learn the battle. If people are rude to you, and I understand that as being a white mage that it's my job to keep you healed, and if I die, yes, it fucks everybody up, but if I don't if no one's telling me, hey, do this, or hey, you'll need to do this at this point, you know, I understand that's annoying, and you feel like you're babysitting, but you know what, you should be nicer to people, because I help people in dungeons that, like as a white mage, I've gone back and done older dungeons and stuff, and I'll try to help people tank or whatever if they need it, especially if they're doing the higher level dungeons. I try to tell them, hey, here's information that I learned, and you know, just try to be nice to people. If they fuck up, don't get angry. It's just, you know, it's a game. Don't take it serious. And it's kind of limited my enthusiasm on this game now, because I realize that I'm level 45 now, and in 5 more levels, it's going to be all dungeons, all raids, all the time. And I just don't think I'm ready for that, and I know these dungeons are going to be way harder, and finding the gear, you're going to do them over and over again, and to me, that sounds fun if I was with a group of people, but since certain assholes like Steven, who can't get on and play with anymore, sell their copy of the game, yes, to Target, bought a copy of Final Fantasy XIV with their stupid triple value trade-in thing. Yeah, so really, I kind of don't have that many people to play with. So, I don't know.
Well, all you got to do is buy me a PS4 and that copy from Target.
Well, you can't use that copy from Target because he's already used the code. So.
Well, doesn't that just take away the initial, like, 1 month free fee or whatever?
No, you have to. It's like you have to install the game. I don't think it works that way. There was no.
That's weird.
Yeah. Well, any MMO, if you buy the game, you get the code and you put the code in. That's to register that game to your. To your hard drive, but if you don't have,
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought the only thing about buying an MMO new is that you get the 30-day pass.
Nope.
I think you're wrong.
No, I'm right.
That doesn't sound sensical. That sounds completely nonsensical. I think you're full of poop, and you need to go take a dump right now.
No.
Get that out of your system.
No, in any MMO, you can't trade it in because the code is... ties your account to that thing, and since he doesn't have the disc, he can't play it, and he can't download it either, so apparently I'm pretty sure that's how that works. If he could download it again, that'd be great, anyway, so yeah, that's kind of, maybe I'll go back to it in a while, but I just really need some friends that are caught up with me and want to do it, but I don't know, I really got depressed after doing a couple of dungeons where people just treated you like shit because you hadn't done the dungeon. I mean, when you start the level out and you tell them, hey, I've never done this dungeon before, and they're like, sigh, I don't like to be a babysitter. I'm just like, you know, shut up. If you don't want to do the dungeons, then don't do them. You don't have to do these dungeons. They're not making you do them. You've already completed them, obviously. So, you know, don't be an ass. That goes for any game. Don't be an ass. So anyway, that's it. Kush has played absolutely nothing.
Played Fairway Solitaire.
Like I said, Kush has played absolutely nothing.
It's still good.
Oh my god.
I don't care about Fairway Solitaire Blast, though.
You sound like you're coming from underwater.
You sound terrible.
This is going to be the worst show ever.
This is going to be awful. Well, at least it won't be long.
Yeah, let's move on to movies. I still haven't seen Spider-Man. Me and Mom are going tonight. And I'm gonna take her home, and then I'm gonna go see X-Men later on tonight too. So, I hear good things about X-Men though.
Then there's nothing to talk about then. Cause there's no point in talking about X-Men if we can't talk spoilers. So, X-Men is really good though. Quicksilver is probably the best part.
I didn't know Quicksilver was even in it, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Spoilers!
That is not a spoiler at all. That's been in the news all over the place because there's Quicksilver in this and then Quicksilver in also. Unless you're fucking with me.
I honestly didn't know that Quicksilver was in it. I haven't watched a single thing about this movie because I've been so disappointed that it's not made by Marvel or made by the Marvel company. It's made by whoever the fuck does Fox. Fox is who does it. So, I don't know. And that's the same reason why I haven't been in a rush to go see Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, I've heard, is pretty much crappy, but I think everyone's in agreement that this is pretty good.
Yeah, I keep hearing that this is better than Spider-Man. I've heard different things about Spider-Man. I've heard both it's good and bad, so we'll see. Television. Game of Thrones.
Yep, so, still going on.
Yeah.
I'm excited for these last few episodes.
Is there an episode tonight, or is there not? Because I know they're taking off at some point.
I have no idea about scheduling. I just check it, and then I watch it if it's there or not.
Yeah. So,
I'm excited to see the fight.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's weird, because that character, I always forget they exist until they end up popping up in a scene or something. And then I remember that, they're a very interesting character, because they're going to be swayed by all this nonsense. They have their agenda that they're there for, and whatever, they'll listen to somebody who's like, oh, you're trying to get me to do this. Well, I don't care what you have to say. I'll act like I'm paying attention, but whatever. I got my own things, and that's what I'm going to be doing.
Yeah. Tyrion is also an awesome character in that show. His speeches and stuff are amazing, so.
Yeah. And I will always advocate for Jaime Lannister as one of the most interesting characters on the show and one of the best, and he's not. So many people want to just say he's a horrible, evil person, but he's not that black. He's a much more of a gray character.
Mm-hmm.
And Littlefinger is such a fantastic villain. I don't know if he comes across that well on paper, but that actor,
I've said it
before, but he is so good.
I love watching
that guy.
Reading the books, I don't know who this actor is, but they could have not picked a better person for Littlefinger.
He's so good. I just love watching him. And I heard that, because some other podcasts are talking about that right now in the books, like the third book or whatever where the show is, there's not any more of Littlefinger and all that in the book. So if they were to keep going with Littlefinger and showing stuff, that it would just be stuff made up for the show at this point.
Well, there's only a couple. I think there's only like two episodes left of the season, so Littlefinger's probably pretty much done for this season.
Three episodes, right? Because this will be the eighth, and then there'll be 9 and 10. So,
yeah.
Is there like some really big thing that happens that I should be expecting? I mean, don't tell me, but is there like a big event that will end this?
Because
this season is the end of the third book, right? That's how it's working.
Yes. Yeah, there's the last episode. I don't know if it'll shock you, but yeah, it's definitely a big thing. So,
I will say though, this season overall has felt fairly slow. Like it's really just been like building.
It was a lot of build up.
Yeah, so I hope it pays off because it's going to be then a very long wait again for season 4.
And the biggest problem I have with the season is because they did the Joffrey so early that I don't think it had as big an impact.
It didn't. I felt like, okay, they got rid of him already.
I think that's maybe how last season should have ended.
Yeah, and part of also why that wasn't last season is because some people spoiled it. What?
You're really breaking up bad at the second.
I don't care. It's either recording horribly or not. Who cares? There's nothing we can do.
Okay, there it goes. I turned off the video and that helped.
Whatever. Show, this episode sucks. This is a nightmare. It's all Rich's fault.
Yeah, it's all Rich's fault. I don't know what the hell is wrong with my internet. It makes no sense.
I can't believe I'm looking at how long the show is, and I'm realizing that this is like half of how long my solo show goes now, and that's very weird and depressing that I talk to myself for twice as long as we've been talking right now.
Yeah, I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that you have nothing to talk about, and I did, but the audio quality is so bad that it's annoying the piss out of me.
I will have something to talk about next time.
Well, you getting Watch Dogs?
Yep.
Awesome.
I decided to do something I haven't done in a long time, not only buy a game new, but pre-order it.
Oh. So, I want to get your... You watched the video of the town, the city and everything. What did you think? Did you see a lot of Chicago sites just in that little video?
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely differences, and I think that's inevitable, because they're not going to just make it exact. And this is like an alternate... Is this a little bit in the future, or is it just an alternate sort of...
I think it's probably a little bit in the future.
Yeah. And it also has a bit of a person of interest vibe, the game... Mm-hmm. Which is, since I'm into that show, really, it piqued my interest a bit. But there were times there, like when he was driving around, I'm like, oh, why'd you turn? I wanted you to keep going down that street because I know that street really well. And so I'm looking forward to that.
I keep looking at the map trying to figure out places I've been in Chicago. And I don't think I only went to Chicago downtown one day. And that was because the next day I got sick. And I did not see, I was trying to find the map.
I saw the Chicago Theater, which is where I graduated.
Oh, awesome.
But it's like, of course, because, I mean, names will be different in here because it costs money to do that. Like, it's the Ambrose Theater, I think, in the game. And I think some people are like, why isn't it the Chicago Theater? You know, it takes place in Chicago, but it costs money to license every single thing if you're just going to start calling everything. They should call it the Sears Tower, since it's no longer the Sears Tower, but real Chicagoans still call it the Sears Tower. It's just, you know, I don't think they'd have to pay anyone for that.
Yeah.
Well, it's a Willis Tower now. Stupid-ass name.
I didn't see on the map where Shedd Aquarium and Field Museum should be, so I don't think they're going to be in the game. I was trying to figure out looking at the map. I've looked at several maps, and I can't figure out. Like, I've looked at the overhead of Chicago and then the Watch Dogs map, and it doesn't look like it goes down far enough south. I could be surprised, but I don't think it's in there. And that kind of disappoints me because that's the one place I know about from downtown Chicago, or from Chicago, is that area. So
I just want to go down Michigan Avenue. That's what I want to do, and State Street.
Cool.
I'll ride the train.
Yeah.
That's really what I'm going to be doing. In the game, like, I don't know when I'll get around to actually playing the story and all that.
I just want to
drive around the city I live in and can just walk around in for real life if I wanted to. Cause that sounds super exciting. That's what has me excited about video games. Playing a game that takes place in the city I already live in and can look around in real world, in real life.
And that's like one of the big things about the Oculus Rift that people are excited about, is they're talked about doing touring.
Well, I think that would be really awesome, especially for people who are, you know, have some kind of physical handicap, disability that can't, or it would be a lot of trouble to travel.
Mm-hmm. I think that'd be really cool. Or just imagine if they could, like, years from now, you could do a virtual tour of
E3
or something, you know?
Another thing is just think about, like, if families get spread out and, you know, somebody can't travel, like, an elder, like a grandparents. They want to see their little kids, and then you're able to see them through that in a way that's almost as if you're there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're talking years away in technology for that kind of stuff, but it's still a step in the right direction for those really
cool. I mean, and we're much closer than the Virtual Boy in that day.
It's amazing. It's so amazing when I think about technology and how much it's leapt forward and the short time between, you know, me being in high school and getting my first computer. Like, my first computer, internet computer in, like, 95 or 96, 97, something like that.
I'm just happy that I am just of the age, I think. I think, you know, people 3 to 5 years younger don't really remember that. I'm happy that I remember living in a world without cell phones and computers and the internet and all that, so that I can at least have that to remember. So I feel like a lot of people just sort of take... You know, they're just like, oh, whatever. Internet, you know, it's always been around, whatever.
There's nothing to realize. You know, I remember dating my ex-wife, and she had a freaking pager.
I remember the pager.
You know, and it was like, I remember that something happened at her college campus where a woman had gotten raped, and I was like, they wouldn't release her name, and I was worried about her, and I couldn't get a hold of her, so I paged her. And I just remember waiting for that phone call to come back. And I was like, and it didn't come back for an hour or something. I was freaked out. But, you know, it's
I'm still waiting for pagers to come back.
They're never coming back.
I want a pager, man. I always thought they were cool, but I was too young to ever get one, and then they went out of style, man. I want a pager.
I'm pretty sure I can get through this story because it's not that exciting. But the whole reason I had gotten back with my ex-wife at before we were married, we had split up for about 2 months, and the only reason why we ever got back together was because the satellite that did pagers had went out. There was an issue where the pager had, or that satellite had quit working for like 12 hours or something, so no pages were going through that day. And when it came back online, I remember it freaked me out because that was the only way I had any contact with her. And I paged her that day, and when I came home, she had called me later that night, and that's pretty much the only reason why we ever got back together. So that's just one of those weird stories that if that had never happened, not to say my life would have been worse, or it obviously couldn't be much worse, but it's just that was a big chunk of my life, and it was all because of that one moment. So, you know, it's crazy.
Pagers will come back and be like the way people consume Snapchats and stuff or whatever. These digestible things that aren't saved or anything and just disappear.
Just text messages over pagers that disappear.
Yeah, that disappear. You just get them and they're gone.
Anyway, news, Xbox One is, the hell? Oh God, my Xbox One came on. Shut up, no one wants you on, go off. They basically pulled Kinect out of the box to charge $399. You'll still be able to get Kinect and Xbox together, but, They're doing away with the Kinect in one of the SKUs, so you got that new SKU coming. And they say apparently this fall you'll be able to buy Kinect separately. So,
This makes me not really care about my Xbox One at all.
Really? Why?
One, I still think there's potential for the Kinect, but now it really doesn't matter because it's no longer a guarantee that everyone will have it. And they've gave up on it relatively fast. I don't think they're doing as poorly as so many people want to say. I think that, you know, in the States, they're still relatively close. And of course in Europe and everywhere else, I think they've expanded in markets fairly recent, but even so, they've never done that great outside of the States. So doing this, I don't think it's going to help. Not that much. And also, this is just probably the final nail in the coffin of them just having no vision and not sticking to anything at all. And I don't really like to back a company that is just so willing to fold on thing and have no, they're not sticking to anything. They're just like, oh, we'll just give up on this and we'll just go do this. But I don't want to back a company that is not willing to stand their ground and actually say, yes, we really believe in the Kinect, so we're not going to just do this, but whatever.
But the big problem with it is there has been nothing for Kinect to make it work.
I know, but that's because they just don't give a shit about it. They have no vision. They're nothing. They have nothing. So, I mean, why do I want to back a company that says, oh, yeah, the Kinect is super important. We're not going to make anything for the Kinect, and we're not even going to do anything, so we're just now going to remove it. And everyone who supported us, who gives a shit about you, we don't. It's because, you know, maybe I'd feel a little better if they had a program where you could return your Kinect to them and they would give you whatever, $100 gift card for Microsoft stores or Xbox Live credit or something. You know, let me get that back to you. Since what if I don't want it now? Because I don't want it. I don't use it. I have hopes for it, but now I definitely don't have hopes for it. I don't want this stupid brick piece of shit. But now I'm forced to just stick with it because what the hell am I going to do with it? Nobody's going to want to buy it. So I just have this giant paperweight that's worthless.
I can see your point, but I don't know. I never cared about the Kinect anyway. I was never excited about it. The last one didn't work. This one doesn't work for the most part. I mean, it works better than the last one, but it's still not better than fucking holding a controller in your hand and playing it that way.
No, so it doesn't work at all.
And I just feel like what's the point of shoving it in a box anyway? So now it's drops. Here's the bigger problem issue with it though. is so many people still didn't buy the console when Titanfall came out for $400. Because they dropped the price of that to like $400 at one point.
It's $450.
$450. Okay. And that was with a free game that everybody...
That's why I don't think this is going to do shit.
Yeah. So...
All this does is...
If they had taken out the Kinect and dropped it to $350, I think that would have been a big difference.
And it also doesn't make any sense to say, oh, we're going to be doing this in June or whatever. So it's like, definitely don't buy the system now so that our main numbers will look really bad. But just wait. Say it at E3 or something. They should have waited till E3 and then said, now you can get a Kinectless bundle for $350.
Yeah.
If they really want to make a splash and have all the main press there and seeing it. Because who knows, you know, whatever. I mean.
Well, maybe at E3 they'll announce a $350. Maybe
that's even stupider.
Well, because maybe they're just testing the waters and see.
That's stupid as shit. Then that just proves even more so that I don't like a company that works completely on the reactions of everyone. That doesn't have any fucking firm footing of their own. That they have no way, they don't decide shit for themselves. They're like, oh, blah, blah. Then fucking, I don't give a shit about you. Why don't you just fund your goddamn shit on Kickstarter? Why doesn't Microsoft just become a Kickstarter company? I don't know. Fuck them.
Should have bought a PS4, bro.
No, I just should have bought nothing. I don't want a PS4 either. And I'm sick of hearing all this shit about PlayStation now, like it's going to be some godsend miracle fucking service. That shit's not going to work.
Yeah, we can see how well my internet's working today. That'd be great to have all my games running on that. So they have a June update for the Xbox coming out, and they're going to add the...
Finally.
The external storage devices.
Took you forever.
Yeah. They're going to add real names. Kind of like what PS4 already does. Smart glass, access to the one guide and the universal remote control, and you can also add pins and stuff with smart glass. And they're going to expand the TV and one guide soon in other markets.
Don't you need all that? You need the Kinect for the TV shift to function, right?
I don't know what's going to happen with that. Because something else, too, you need that to do the record that function as well. So I don't know if they're going to figure out some
way. Everything's stupid.
See, that stuff's all they got to figure out ways to do that, because what's the use of putting all this work into building these recording stuff on your system if you can't use it, if you don't have a Kinect? That just seems, I don't know.
And then if they just let you do it with, like, a headset, then they're basically saying, you never have to buy the Kinect.
Mm-hmm. But
take my Kinect. Let me return it. Sons of bitches.
And then also the last thing is that they're going to allow you to do access apps and everything without a gold membership.
So, oh.
But, hey, there's a lot of people out there.
I know. I don't. It's just that whatever. It's just more of them. Why don't they just fucking call it a PlayStation?
Because it's not as powerful as that.
Burn. Well, call it the PlayStation 1. It's as powerful as that.
And then the last news story I had is ZeniMax is suing Oculus Rift over trade secrets. Oculus Rift got their big sum of money from Facebook.
Sounds like fucking bullshit.
And so ZeniMax is saying, hey, you guys used our IPs to develop your Oculus Rift thing, so we want money.
What I heard from somebody else talking about is that they're making it out like their technology is responsible for the Oculus Rift. Which sound fucking... They just sound nuts.
I was trying to read that real fast. I read this earlier. Suit claims that Oculus exploited ZeniMax's IP, code, and technical know-how, in quotes, regarding VR technology. ZeniMax said it gave Oculus valuable intellectual property under a strict NDA, and the Oculus illegally used its IP to create the Oculus Rift. That doesn't make sense to me. I guess because I'm not a lawyer, but how does an IP...
I don't know. It just all sounds ridiculous. Like, they are claiming that they are really... All their technology and everything is responsible for the Rift, and so they should have ownership over it, and they want that. And, you know, they have all this VR tech that they've never shown anyone.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know. But...
They're just butthurt that Carmack left.
That's a lot of it burnt. That's what it boils down to, I think, because none of this came about until after he left. So, but anyway, that's going to be it for the show. Kush, get your plugs in.
I'd like to plug Microsoft's mouth with their own penis, because they can go F themselves.
Wow.
But I will look forward to playing Watch Dogs on my Xbox One. God damn it. I'm so angry about that. And just not angry, I'm just annoyed. So, I don't know. I mean, I'm hopeful that, and I can't see them, there's like nothing else for them to do than just to like, maybe create some kind of platform or campaign or some firm grounding that they will just stick to now, since there's no really elsewhere to go backwards. And I, you know, with the Switch around, cause I do like Phil Spencer.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to see what happens at E3, and I'm hoping that this is the end of all the turnarounds, because I don't know what else they could do anyway, but.
And I want to bring up one good point about the Kinect not being included now and what they can do with that.
Well, I heard about like the power.
Yeah, the power consumption.
I don't think that's going to be that big of a deal though.
But it could be enough to.
But it also makes a problem, like, can they turn that off? Can games turn that off if people who are still using the Kinect have their Kinect plugged in? Because then this makes a problem where it's like, oh, this game will run better if you unplug your Kinect. So I have to remember to unplug my Kinect when, because I'm keeping this piece of shit. If I'm stuck with this piece of shit, it's staying plugged in. I don't care if I use it or not. That fucking thing is not going in the closet. So will games be able to just turn it off to use that or what?
Yeah.
That's a problem. You don't want to have this. That becomes a PC crap.
And that's why we're not getting this new console till June, because they've got to figure all this shit out. So, and they've probably got a lot of it figured out, but they're going to roll it out with the beta and all that. So we'll see what happens, because I should be getting that beta pretty soon, because I got the update or the email today saying that update was going to roll out soon. So.
And also the news came out, I think it happened after the last show, was the whole Games with Gold coming to Xbox One, and it's going to be more like PS Plus, where if you cancel your subscription, you lose what games you have, and it's going to be Max and the Curse of Brotherhood. It's the first game.
Which is a good
and
game.
And then Halo, Spartan,
that's a joke.
Or whatever, which is a piece of shit, and they should just give it away for free and not have it tied to your gold account, just give it away because it's an awful game.
That was such a fucking disappointment.
So. Yeah, but it would be nice if like Super Time Force became a free one.
I'm sure it will at some point.
Yeah, but if it was like an E3 thing, like, oh, and here's Super Time Force, maybe it'll be a surprise.
I think you're holding out too much hope.
Yeah, of course I am. We're talking about Microsoft.
So, but when is E3? Is it next month?
Yeah, it's always June. I'm not sure if it's the same, like, June, because it's usually around, like, the June 14th, like, the second week. But I feel like June 9th sounds like it's really familiar to me for some reason, so I don't know if that's around when it starts.
I think that's right, because that's what you have listed as a birth date somewhere, and I'm like, oh, it's on Kush's birthday. I'm like,
I have that. That's my birthday, because 69.
So
I list my birthday in a lot of places as June 9th, 1969.
So that might be right.
I'm not turning 45 this year, and my birthday is not June 9th.
Oh, and I wanted a little bit of good news for all this shit that's going on.
Oh, your eye.
Yeah, so I went to the doctor's appointment on Monday to have my eye looked at that I was real worried about, and apparently it's clearing up really good. I don't have to go back for a year, so getting a big thumbs up from Kush on the camera. So, yep. And I've also lost about 12 pounds to this shot I've been taking once a week, so it's kind of weird that I'm not eating nowhere near as much. I went to Lambert's Cafe yesterday. I took my mom out there, and I met up with Will, my artist buddy and everything. And I was very disappointed because I got hit with two rolls, and I ate both of them. And then when my burger got there, I was not hungry. I forced myself to eat half that burger and about 7 French fries. And I was like, fuck this day. So
that's why I never eat any of that pretty crap.
Oh, but the rolls are the best part about Lambert's. You don't even
know.
Well,
then why do you care about the burger?
Because it was a burger, and I like burgers, too. Mm. But, some woman got hit in the face by a throat roll. It was excellent. They were terrible at throwing rolls yesterday. My favorite part though is, you know, Will got me an early birthday or a late birthday present. He sent me, he brought me, his Booker and, from Bioshock Infinite, picture. And then he gave me the original pencil copy too. So I thought that was pretty awesome. So.
Yes, it was.
So, I'm going to hang those up side by side. I think that'd be really cool. So, anyway, Kush, did you actually ever plug anything or did we just?
Nope. We went off on another tangent about Microsoft being a piece of shit right now. But plugging. So there's this site.
Butt plugging?
It's called Pixelated Sausage. You can use sausage to plug butts every now and again. But you should check it out.
Unless you're me, then they won't let you.
Because that's where the show is and other shows. Like the Pixelated Sausage Podcast, which is the other podcast I do, which is pretty much all about board games. And I have Game Club on there as well. But we might be canceling this Game Club for Chrono Trigger. Because there might be Lunchbox ran into a potential game-ending bug for him that would make him have to restart. Ooh. And if that's the case, I don't want to have a game that has... It, even just one, but maybe potentially more. You know, it could be an emulation issue. He's playing it on PSN. And I know there are games that have issues like that, so looking into that, and then that might be canceled. And I don't know what the next game, the replacement game would be. But, yeah, Pixelated Sausage has moved heavily towards board games and all that stuff. So check all that out. And, of course, check out the frontburner.net. That is frontburner without the e.net, frontburner.net, and the Signed In Podcast at signedinpodcast.com, the Sports Car Unleashed Podcast.
Podcast?
I don't know. At scunleashed.com, Undercover Unitards at, I think, undercoverunitards.com. I still haven't checked it. I'm just saying that because it's probably right. And then also Hotcakes Man's other podcast, Kicking Out at 2, that is Kicking Out, the at symbol, and the number 2. And for all those shows, please do go to iTunes, rate, review, subscribe, because that does help. And if you only want to do that for a few, just do it for ours, because the other shows are good, but F them if it comes down to between us and them. Your turn.
Double XP Podcast, Big Stevens Podcast with Mike Onion Knight Kistler, I think. Yeah, Kistler. And you should listen to that. And I'm Henderson Man on just about everything. Will Woods, will.deviantart.com is his art site, so you can check out his art.
Not related.
Not related. Well, he's a woods, and I'm a wood. I'm one tree, he's the whole forest, so.
You got wood.
I got wood.
He's got woods.
Yep. He's got more than one woods, so.
He's ready for the Houston 500.
What? What's the Houston 500?
Nothing. Don't Google it.
I'm Googling that shit right now.
No, it's like an old gangbang.
Oh.
Porn star Houston, where she took she took 500 dicks or whatever.
Surprise, Kush knows about this. It's just...
I know plenty about porn. Porn is funny.
That's because he was started some of it.
If only.
Anyway.
I've never been porn, you nuts.
Anyway, that's going to be it.
There are nuts in porn, though. And by nuts, I mean balls.
And by testicles. Balls, you mean testicles. And by testicles, you mean sperm factories.
And by sperm factories, I mean Rob likes, too.
Really? You were really pushing for that one there, weren't you? Yeah.
No, I was going to, but then I don't even want to remember that bit of info that I was enlightened to.
All right. Anyway, that's going to be it. Everybody, have a good night.
Adios, everybody.